Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
If you've been feeling a little bit stressed out lately, you are not alone. 41% of Americans have hit what they call peak stress.
That sounds scary.
Yeah.
But if you're at the peak, Anna, that means there's only one way to go, right? Down.
I mean, you could think of it that way, or you could think of it that every day you have anxiety and you have to face it again, you know? So I guess now more than ever, this point in 2024 is when people get really stressed about things, including money, family, the election, of course, all those things.
Sure.
You know, when the holidays coming up, you start thinking about it, too. It's like, wait a minute. I got to get all these gifts. Do we have enough cash for that? Definitely.
Get your stuff in order. What's the state of current affairs, where everything's going? Yeah, that's understandable.
All right. So top five things that we're stressed out about right now. Mental health. Got it. Family. Always. Physical health, our own physical health. Yep. Okay. Number two, the economy. Again, so much money. And number one, again, is money. I feel like number one and number two are exactly the same thing, right?
Yeah. 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 They go hand in hand.
But what's the good news? The good news is number one strategy to handle stress is to listen to music. Turn on music. And I think so many people forget that. And if you're listening right now, then good news, you're one step in the right direction.
Right. It's coming up in just a second there. When I listen to music to make me feel good, I listen to it loudly, usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. This is, Raven, this is your song?
Yeah. Well, it's not my song. It's the song that makes me feel good all the time when I hear it lately. So I stream music in my car all the time with YouTube. It's not the way that everybody listens, but it's the way that I listen. And so I've always got this rotating list of artists that I like. First off, I like Full Production. Kygo does a lot of that with this remix with Whitney Houston. I liked this song when it was released years ago. And just something about her performance all the time. Like, Whitney Houston brought the energy. She brought the fire.
No, Whitney Houston, I could listen to her old songs and it brings me back and it makes me happy.
What blows your mind is like so many of those songs, it's one album. There was one full album, and then the rest was like spinoffs. It's crazy.
I was thinking about it because when I was trying to think, what is the song that always puts me in a good mood? If I'm having a terrible day, what do I put on? And ironically, it's certainly the beat, but it brings me to a different time. Like when I hear it, I remember the peak of when Zumba was cool.
Yeah.
When we were all in Zumba classes, or at least
you were in a Zumba gang.
I was in a Zumba. I mean, I still have a Zumba gang, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Even though we don't dance anymore,
right.
Like our text chain is still called Zumba Girls, even though we haven't been in a Zumba class together in 5 years, you know?
Yeah.
But I hear this song and it brings me back to that time. And the minute you hear the beat, you'll know.
Oh, that was my jam.
Wait, here's the best part. Hold on. Here it comes. You know you want to hear it. Yeah. Everybody loved this song.
Yeah, they still do.
Yeah, I think Justin Bieber had to get in on it. And then there was a remix.
The year of my honeymoon, when we went to Cancun.
Yeah.
And this was everywhere.
Yeah.
Absolutely everywhere.
The funny part about it is that I have danced to that song and heard that song, without exaggeration, 7 billion gazillion frillion times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I never looked up the words, what they mean.
Oh, no. Who cares?
But I mean, shouldn't we know what they mean?
No. Just do a fake salsa and enjoy yourself. Have
what
a great time.
What does Danzo Kuduro mean? I mean, what is wrong with us? How do you, what does it mean? It means to swing like a crazy person?
There you go.
That's what it means? I mean, there's got to be. it translates to fast-paced dance or hard-hitting dance. Yeah, that makes sense. We got in trouble. Well, I didn't get in trouble.
I mean,
Raven didn't get in trouble. Producer Sean got in trouble. Well.
Probably a stranger that somebody he doesn't know.
Right.
But it's something that, you know, you got called on.
Yeah. So if you missed it last week, we had this conversation. When it comes to confessions,
I've got another confession to make.
What if we made a few? Mm. Just, you know, one confession. If you're going to come clean on something, what's it going to be? Sean, you're first.
Whoa. All right.
Whoa. So aggressive.
Sprung on you. I'm going to say, and I'm going to get a lot of stuff for it, but I do not know the words to our national anthem.
What?
Yep.
Dude,
don't know them.
Come on.
Don't know them.
Go practice.
And then our boss got about 5 emails complaining that you don't know the words to our national anthem. How do you feel about that, Sean?
I feel okay. I mean, it's not ruining my world.
Yeah.
Sounds like a them problem.
Well, it's not like you've had to go out and sing it publicly or something. Mm. You know, and like, listen, plenty of stars over the years have done a terrible job with this. Some because they just, you know, got nervous up there, forgot the words. Other people were intoxicated. So, I mean, it could have been worse.
People
right?
are always like, you know, every time someone sings a national anthem, though, too, they're always like putting their own little twang on it. You know, they're always switching words or changing it. So I'm like, I'm not going to follow along with this. I don't know, like, what the words are now.
I'm not a fan of that when they change it up. Not a fan of that, but okay.
Truthfully, Sean, when I was surprised when our boss told us, when Keith was like, I got a bunch of emails because Sean said this. Because the truth is, I know the national anthem, but if I had to actually say the words out loud, I think I'd probably screw a few up. Mm. You know, I don't think I would, as a non-singer. When did you have to sing this when you were growing up besides third grade?
Yeah, I think there's a whole lot of people that think that they know it that don't know every single word.
Yeah, so here's the thing, Sean. We have to make good on this. So we're giving you 72 hours to learn the national anthem, and you're going to perform it live, and you have to perform it well on Wednesday.
I got to sing it?
Yes.
No,
not memorize it.
I can't just say it.
No. And I'm going to, and here's the thing. I have booked one of my friends who not only is a police officer, she is a professional singer.
Uh-oh.
She has performed the national anthem everywhere.
Is she going to arrest me for not knowing the national anthem?
No, she won't. She's very kind.
Yeah. That'd be a twist.
Anything could happen.
Yeah. And she's going to teach you how to sing it. We'll have her on the air tomorrow. But I thought, like, just for today, because that'll give you some time. She'll give you some pointers. You can memorize the words today. Like, you know, it's a step in the right direction. I was looking at the lyrics. Say, can you see? Raven, next line.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
What so proudly we hailed. Sean?
The twilight's last gleaming?
Yes, at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Yep.
Over the ramparts we watched. Yep. I don't even know what a rampart is. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, that's okay.
Do you know what a rampart is?
Not really.
Does anybody know what a rampart is?
I don't even know the lyrics.
Guessing it's something to do with battle back then or something. I don't know.
We should know. What are ramparts?
I mean, now you're stopping in the middle to Google this. Like, we're definitely not going to learn the lyrics this way.
It's a defense wall.
See that? Something to do with conflict. Yeah. Thank you.
We're so gallantly streaming.
Yep.
And the rocket's red glare.
Of course.
The bombs bursting in air.
Yes, they did.
Gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Thank you.
See, Sean, see, it's one of those things where you think you don't know it, but then you're like, you've heard it so many times, you definitely do. Oh, say, does the star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, we're the land of the free and the home of the brave. Mm-hmm. I think that it's one of those things where you think you don't know it, but when you do it, once you get perilous and ramparts right, you're pretty good.
I can't sing, so I feel bad for those who have to listen to it.
I'm going
to
suggest not trading lines on it. You just, you know, go through it yourself. That's what I would do. And then you'll be ready for tomorrow.
So tomorrow we'll bring in Sandy. She's going to teach you how to sing it. And then you have, like, till Wednesday to figure it out and perform it beautifully.
All right.
So what are women doing that they shouldn't? The truth is, according to this research, a few things. And Raven, I am guilty of every single one of these.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope I didn't make any of you do it.
All right.
How about that?
Well, good news. It's not something that a man forces a woman to do, per se. But what it does is it's something that women do, and it's basically, and I hate this phrase, apologizing for being a woman, you know? And a study came out a couple years ago, and it said this.
Now, researchers have also found that women will often say sorry with greater frequency than men. According to this recent study, women reported offering more apologies than men, but they also reported committing more offenses. So this finding suggests that men apologize less frequently than women because they have a higher threshold for what constitutes offensive behavior.
Just for clarity's sake here, are we talking about like actual apologies, or are we just talking about when you say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, like when people do that? Because I do that a lot.
It's a combo of both. Yeah. And I do think that there's some people that it's just in their nature to apologize. Mm-hmm. I know for me, it's like if I'm getting on an elevator and I need somebody to move, I'm like, I'm sorry, can you move? What am I apologizing for? Get out of the way. Why are you standing right in the middle?
No, I do that too.
You know, or yeah, same thing. Or if you have to ask a coworker to do something that you've already asked them, I'm sorry, but what do you, that's your job.
Right.
What
it's
do you,
their job.
Why
right.
am I apologizing? Because you didn't do what you were supposed to do the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think women tend to do that a lot in everyday conversation. It's so funny because I could be at a store like TJ Maxx or Marshall's and you get in a sorry off with another woman.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the same aisle that's cramped by all those clothes.
You're trying to pass each other.
Right. And you're like, I'm sorry. What are we sorry for? We're just trying to get by.
Yeah, well, how about move?
Yeah.
Well, you can say that, too, but that's not very nice. Then you'd have to say, I'm sorry.
So it's true. I think that, and there's a whole logic that women are apologizing for their existence, and that's why they're always saying, I'm sorry so much, and you shouldn't do that, and you should be more conscious of it. Okay, check. But then
this is the reason why us ladies use so many exclamation marks in our business emails. We overuse exclamation marks so people don't think that we're mean, horrible people.
100%.
I mean, again.
100%.
Maybe the percentages are more with women, but there are plenty of men that do this too. I mean, email's just cold. So when you have to, when you write an email and you want somebody to not feel like you're being like abrupt with them or whatever, I mean, oftentimes you have to kind of overexpress your willingness or whatever to do this in the email, because email's just cold.
Well, it's so, I agonize when I write emails to people I don't know well. And it's, nobody would call me, if you know me in real life,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm compassionate and like and loving and all that, but I'm not warm and fuzzy. Like, I'm not a big ray of sunshine, you know?
Sure, so, but if you read your emails, do you think that you are?
It's like, I'm the happiest person in the whole world. Looking forward to meeting you, exclamation point. Like, can't wait to follow up with you on this, exclamation point. What? Why? Why do we do that?
Yeah, but are you, as a woman, do you feel like that's you compromising yourself, or do you feel like that's good business practice? Because I think that if you're not warm and fuzzy and you take the time to sculpt your emails to feel more approachable or whatever, like, it's being effective for you. And not just with men either. Like, that message is getting to other women and they're reading it the same way.
I don't know.
It feels like a lot to just be like, women do this and men never do this. That's all I'm saying.
So I went.
I'm sorry.
The few emails that I've written today, I have purposely not used exclamation points.
Okay.
It's pained me. It's like,
and somebody's getting that email and they're just like, this is an evil person.
Right. They're going to be like, all right, I got it. Meeting's on Tuesday. That's all there is to it. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. Don't do that, though.
Okay. Yeah. If you were wondering when is the right time to buy your holiday gifts, listen to this.
Nearly half of Americans say they plan on buying their gifts before Halloween.
What? 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 That's the next month.
Crazy thing. This year, first time in forever, we've actually already bought about 6 gifts.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't even crossed my mind yet. So I have this thing in my head where everything has to go in order.
Mm-hmm.
So November 1st. After Halloween, the day after Halloween, that's when I can start getting my mindset into the holidays, into Thanksgiving and into Christmas. But yesterday, I went to Walmart and I was with my daughter, and all of a sudden I looked and they had all the Christmas stuff out.
Oh, yeah, the Christmas stuff is out.
She was like, can we go look? I go, no. No, we cannot.
Yeah, we're not allowed to?
No, because I know what'll happen. It's the same thing when you buy the Halloween costume too early. They change their mind. They want different things.
You know what? What it was for us was that we unexpectedly walked into a store, which is like, you know, it's like an athletic but clothing store chain, and it's closing. And we walked in there, and I didn't expect anything to be in there because the announcement was made a few weeks ago that nothing would be left. Now, I went in, and there was like a whole store full of stuff, and it was all like 60 to 70% off. And it's all the stuff that everybody wears. So I was just like, bam, I grabbed a cart. Foom, 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 foom. Before I knew it, I had thrown like a few $100 worth of stuff in there, and I was like, well, I'm not going to wear all this. So it's kind of like, it's not the full gifts, but it's parts of gifts that we always end up getting.
Yeah. So when are all the stores going to start their promotions?
Mm.
It seems like the answer is the beginning of October, which is like 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Target is planning on offering 50% more items than last year, announcing its popular Circle Week event is back starting October 6th, while Best Buy plans to offer an exclusive member sale as soon as next week. And Amazon is also getting into the early holiday spirit, announcing overnight the dates for Prime Big Deals Days next month.
October 8th and 9th. So basically that week, October 6th, which I think is, you know, like 12 days away, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's going to be when all the stores start having the big sales for the holidays, which, I mean, I know we say this all the time. I'm not mentally ready for that. Like,
yeah.
I haven't wrapped my head around finances and what I can spend and who I have to buy for. Like, it just seems too early.
I mean, wrap your head around Target's, like, circle thing and making sure that you know how that thing works.
Oh, I don't.
You got to get in the app. You got to get on the flyer. Like, that thing could be a little bit confusing. But I tell you, when you go in there on some of these specials, like, you can walk out and be like, I cannot believe I got that for this.
See, Raven is a big believer in all these deals. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I think that if you just, like, chill out and wait, you'll find the stuff. You jump at the Black Friday deals,
yep,
and the things. But, you know, they're saying that the big trend this year is going to be AI. And they're saying that it was 45% of brands used AI last year to,
yeah,
target people, and they're going to do it again this year. And that, honestly, is the only time AI doesn't bother me, because when I'm at a loss of
when your
what
television
to get,
is going to be made better by it.
Well, no, it's like when I, like, Instagram. Do you know how much stuff I bought, like, from Instagram ads last year?
Mm.
I never buy anything off those targeted ads. Never, ever, ever. I think 4 or 5 gifts that I bought last year were things that were targeted at me.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And I thought they were unique gifts. Maybe there's something good about AI.
The stress is, like, a little bit too much. Trying to come up with the unique thing every single time. So a little bit of assistance on that isn't necessarily terrible.
It's true. What did a camera catch you doing? You can call 1-800-330-9999. It was such a letdown. Over the summer, my family and I took a road trip up the East Coast, and it was, as we were driving through Washington, D.C., I said to my husband, I said, I've never seen the White House before. I've never seen it with my own eyes. I just want to see it. And he was like, all right. So we took a detour and we stopped at the White House, and I stood outside, and for half hour, I just gawked at it. And I'm like, I just want to go inside. I just want to go inside the White House. But you don't just walk into the White House.
I mean, rightfully so.
Right. I understand why there's rules. It makes sense to me. You know, you can't just knock on the door and be like, hey.
Yeah, let me in.
Can somebody show me around? I want to see the Oval Office. Like, it doesn't work like that.
I feel like there was a time you could walk up and make a reservation for a tour or whatever. I feel like that was a thing.
Yeah, but now when you want to do a public tour, you have to go through your state officials.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, and you have to, they submit it, and then they let you know if you've been chosen.
Mm-hmm.
So I left, and I had it, like, in my head. I'm like, I will take off a weekend, and no matter what weekend they tell me, I will clear my schedule, and my husband and I will go to Washington, D.C., because I want to go inside the White House. It's like one of those things I got obsessed with. So I reached out to my state rep,
mm-hmm,
and they sent the thing back, and they said, okay, you'll be notified in the mail if you've been selected to go.
Yeah.
So I get this envelope, and it's so official.
It looks legit, right?
Yeah.
Is it thick?
Yeah.
Is it thin? What?
It's thick.
Yeah.
And it says it's from Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And I'm like,
oh, my gosh, here it is.
It's like weeks later.
The president has written to me and told me that I am welcome to come.
When am I coming to the, what am I going to wear?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, right. Like, I got to book travel, you know.
I mean, it's a tour. You'd be wearing jeans, but okay.
So I open up the envelope.
Yeah.
And I start flying through the papers. I'm looking for my date. And
you
I'm
have
like,
been accepted.
I have a speeding ticket.
Oh, no.
It was a speeding ticket. It's like the
from
camera.
From D.C.
From D.C. From when we were leaving.
You were so anxious to get home after that, after your detour. That, right. Okay.
So now I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh. And they, mm-hmm, do the thing where they send you a picture of your car speeding.
Yeah.
And it tells you, like, how fast you were going and what the speed is. And it's a $100 ticket. And I was like,
maybe you've been rejected now from the White House because you got this ticket speeding out of town.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, wait a minute.
This is going to play against me.
Do they do, like, a background check?
I mean, I would hope that they do some sort of check.
But you want to laugh? I was so nervous that might be a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately whipped out my laptop and paid it. It was within 40 seconds of me getting that ticket, it was paid. I was like, that's it. I'm like, I don't want to jeopardize my future chances of going into the White House.
Nobody will ever know now.
Yeah.
You paid it right away.
Thanks, camera.
Maybe that's the way that it'll work. Maybe not.
I doubt it.
I mean, cameras, they're unforgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Men lie, women lie, right? But cameras don't. You've got it right there on video. You know exactly what happened. Camera caught me falling off my ladder about, 2-3 years ago, putting up the Christmas lights.
I immediately asked for footage and then posted it on our Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, it's in there. If you search for it, I'm probably, it's still up there somewhere, which is good because I don't think I have it on my cloud anymore at this point. But yeah, caught me falling right off the ladder there.
Right into the bush.
Yep.
Yeah, it was funny.
Thank God that bush was there.
It broke your fall.
Could have been a lot worse.
What did a camera see you doing? 1-800-330-9999. I got a very official notice from Washington, D.C. I was so excited. I thought it was finally an invitation to the White House. Nope, it was a speeding ticket.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you opened it up right away. That anticipation made you pay it.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What did a camera catch you doing?
The same thing with her, and I think I know the camera. Was it on 495 heading north?
Oh, I didn't pay that close attention.
Yeah, she just paid it.
I just paid it.
She wanted to do it before, like, you know, her congressperson got a whiff of it.
I looked at the picture. I'm like, yep, that's my car. Yep. That was the end of it.
And immediately paid it.
The camera was sitting in somebody's open hood. And so when you blow past them, the camera just got you. So it looks like a car broke down, but it's not.
I'm sorry, what happened?
So the hood is open. There's a car on the side of the road with the hood open. So you think it's a car that broke down.
Yeah.
But when you pass it, the camera is sitting in the engine compartment.
Oh, I see.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing this now at construction sites, too, around here, too. There's like,
yeah,
it's a white truck. Yeah.
Full disclosure, that is the second camera to send me a speeding ticket this past year.
Well, here's the thing is that all these towns have had these cameras, but a lot of them did not have, they didn't have permission to actually issue tickets with them. So this is a thing now that, you know, a lot of the places are actually finally approving them because people were like, oh, it's an invasion of privacy. But then, you know, taxes and rates going up, they were like, oh, we got to generate more cash.
But it's so weird because, I mean, are they sure? Are they sure?
Yeah, they're way sure.
Oh.
Yeah, they're way sure. I mean, it's a camera.
I didn't feel like I was going that fast.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's...
Well, you're 10 seconds over the speed limit. It's enough.
Yeah.
The camera triggers.
Of course.
Isaiah, what did a camera catch you doing?
I ain't even gonna lie. The camera caught me pulling a big old green monster out of my nose one day.
Ew, what camera?
What camera?
Where were you?
It was a Ring. It was a Ring camera. You know how you're thinking that your nose is clean, then all of a sudden you feel like something is moving inside of your nose every time you breathe in and out. Well, I thought it was there, and I grabbed it, and yeah, they caught me.
Mm-hmm. Ring camera are you picking your nose in front of?
Well, I was dropping off a DoorDash.
No.
Yeah.
Yep, that's bad. I was thinking of the worst scenario, and it was that we're meeting the girl's parents for the first time, and that was it. So good job. Oh, my God.
I mean, you had to wait till you were leaned over.
I mean, you know what? I don't even want to know, but I kind of got to know. Where did you put it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Stop, Raven. No.
What happened is they caught me. They actually caught me flicking it.
Oh,
the guy was like, I don't even want the order anymore, bro. You can have that.
Right.
And I'm just like, man, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's, yep.
And you know when you have the Ring camera, you're waiting for that DoorDash that Uber Eats to, like, get there. And you're, like, watching them intently for them to leave it, turn around, get back in their car. And the minute they close that car door, you open the door to get it, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
So it's no human interaction, except they saw you do that. And they're like, nope.
Nope, don't touch it.
We're going to have human interaction right now.
He touched my bag. Yeah. Okay.
Olivia, what did a camera catch you doing?
Yeah, so I was on my way to my girlfriend's house wearing these, like, new pants that I had just gotten. And I had the biggest wedgie. Like, I could not walk. It was so annoying. And I got to the door, and I, like, didn't want to do it inside her house, so I didn't realize she had a Ring camera. So she caught me, like, she told me when I got inside. She's like, I saw what you're doing, and it was very embarrassing.
It's not like she hasn't been there.
Well, I also, like, your friends, I pick wedgies in front of my friends.
Yeah. Like, I'd be like, pick my wedgie, bro.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. But still.
I'd pick my wedgie in front of you, Raven. I'd be like, yeah, that's,
oh,
I
yeah,
don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't even notice.
Probably.
I don't know where you're putting your hands near your derriere. I don't care.
Yeah.
None of my business. Do whatever you're doing over there.
Kids beat Raven.
All this week, kids have their chance to go head-to-head against Raven. In trivia, well, it's geared towards kids. And they're going to win gift cards. Isabella, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, you have your grandfather with you?
Yeah.
All right. How old are you, Isabella?
I'm 10.
All right. You ready to play today to win this gift card?
Yeah.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
Okay. Isabella, here's how it works, honey. Raven is walking out of here. That door is going to close. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions that are for kids. Whoever gets the most right wins, but ties go to you this time, not Raven, because I like the children. Ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Number 1, Sonic 3 will make its way to theaters on December 20th. What is the name of Sonic's longtime Fox sidekick?
I don't know that question.
That's okay. Number 2, SpongeBob SquarePants is celebrating 25 years of fun and nautical nonsense. What is the name of Mr. Krabs' restaurant in SpongeBob SquarePants?
Krusty Krab.
Number 3, a rare orange lobster was rescued by a restaurant employee in Colorado. What is the name of the lobster from The Little Mermaid?
Sebastian.
And number 4, Moana 2 is coming on November 27th. In the first film, Moana had an unexpected pet follow her on the boat. What kind of animal was Hey-Hey?
A rooster.
And number 5, how many people start in a Fortnite battle?
7.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yep.
All right, Isabella got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good, Isabella. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Sonic 3 will make its way to theaters on December 20th. What is the name of Sonic's longtime Fox sidekick?
I know this. Is it Foxy?
No, it's Tails. And he has 2 tails. See? See what they did there?
Yeah. Sure.
Number 2, SpongeBob SquarePants is celebrating 25 years of fun and nautical nonsense. What is the name of Mr. Krabs' restaurant in SpongeBob SquarePants?
It's the Krabby Patty.
No, it's the Krusty Krab.
Oh, come on. Seriously.
Number 3, a rare orange lobster was rescued by a restaurant employee in Colorado. What is the name of the lobster from The Little Mermaid?
Sebastian.
Sebastian is right. Number 4, Moana 2 is coming November 27th. In the first film, Moana had an unexpected pet follow her on the boat. What kind of animal was Hey-Hey?
On a boat, I'll just take a guess and say a rat.
No. It was a rooster.
Oh, come on. How does a rooster end up on a boat?
Number 5. Very carefully in a little like secret hatch. He got right in there. He's not the smartest, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my gosh.
And number 5. How many people start in a Fortnite battle?
16?
No, 100.
Oh, come on.
All right, here's the thing, Isabella. You whipped Raven today. You won 3-1. That's going to get you your Target gift card. Congratulations. Yeah.
It's Isabella, and I just beat Raven.
It's Monday. You caught me off guard. I'll be better tomorrow.
Congratulations, Isabella. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
All this week, this time, kids will have their chance to go head-to-head against Raven. And Can't Beat Raven with the Adults is coming up in about a half hour. Jackpot today is up to 800. Big Apple tricked us, and now people are starting to catch on. I caught on this past weekend.
What are you talking about?
Only took 20 years for me to figure it out.
Okay. I mean, apple picking has been one of your favorite pastimes during a certain type of year.
It's gotten out of hand, Raven.
Okay. Now is the time.
Yeah. My husband and I were dating in college.
Okay.
We went apple picking, like one of the first times we went out by ourselves, and it was one of the most joyous things that I can remember that we did. It was so much fun in the orchard and picking and having a great time. And it became a yearly tradition. Like most families,
yes,
it's something that you do every fall and you look forward to it.
Somewhat romantic, right?
Yeah.
Get out there and do something together.
Over the years, it grew and grew. So our college friends started coming with us. Then it became like a day of picnicking and drinking and apple picking. And for the last couple decades, that's what we've done.
Sure.
And then my friends started to stop coming. And I was trying to figure out why. Why is it that we used to have, there was a period where there would be 40, 50 of us up in the orchards.
It's a lot of people.
Yep. And now, this past weekend, there was 8 of us. There was 2 families, me and my best friend Danielle's family.
Okay.
And I mean,
best friends, like, you know, I mean, that they're coming regardless, right? Like, it's almost like an obligation. We're together.
And I realized there's a couple reasons. Because it's manual labor. It's manual labor, and we have to pay for it. So guess how much our bag of apples cost?
When you checked out.
Yep.
Right, because you walk around with the bag and you fill it up.
The place that we go, you get a bag, and every bag, no matter how many you shove in there, it's the same price. So you do everything in your power to shove as many in there as you possibly can.
Okay, so it's the same price no matter what?
Yep.
$35.
$39.95.
Yeah.
$40 to sweat in the sun mm-hmm. and to go. And here's the thing. There's lots of poison ivy.
Yeah.
So every year the kids would get poison ivy over and over and over again.
That's not fun.
So it's me, like, you know, basically I have the kids wrapped up in like 13 layers of clothes. It's 1,000 degrees outside, but I don't want them to get poison ivy with gloves on picking these apples. And then we're going to pay $40. And I'm like, is the luster of apple picking season over?
How many pounds of that, of apples, is that?
Here's the thing. I don't know, but it's heavy. Because when you get the bag, it's empty. And you're like, I could carry this bag all day. But then as you start going and you're sweating because you have all these layers of clothes
on. Oh, it's brutal.
It's so heavy.
Yeah.
And then I like say to my husband, I'm like, you got to carry this. He's like, but I'm the only one that can reach the ones that are high. Oh, gosh.
Look at the size of this apple I have in my hand right here. Yeah. I got a bag of these for like $5.99. These are just regular apples, not orchard apples. I didn't go out and I didn't pick them. But
those aren't like the fancy apples that we get.
Here's the truth. I like these ones better. I do.
No, the ones that I pick, I will say, are the most delicious. Like, okay. They are really, really good.
You'd
are they
so.
Worth $40 for the bag? I'm not 100% sure.
Do you get to finish all of them? Do you make pies?
We make pies. Okay. So actually, tonight is pie baking night. So, you know, we get all of them and we make pies from my mom, my sister. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, it's become our family tradition, which is why we have to continue doing it, even though it's torturous. Because I think that it becomes part of what you do every year.
Yeah, but the rest of the families are dropped off now.
That's it.
You're going on your own.
It's just me and Danielle and our families. And basically, the kids are all sweating. It's just me and Danielle gathering the apples. Everybody wants to sit in the car and wait. I saw an actual car accident happen in the orchard this past weekend.
Yeah.
First time I ever saw that. That was exciting. I don't know. I'm just wondering how many people have given up on this tradition. If you could actually just text 1-800-330-9999. Who is still going apple picking, and do you still love it? I'll report back in just a minute. Just to follow up with our scientific poll here about do you actually like to go apple picking, or do you just feel forced to do it every year because it's basic and tradition?
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of people are kind of feel the same way I do. It's tradition, so we go, but they don't actually love to do it. It's so funny.
It's a big undertaking. That's the thing that I'll say, right? Keeping everybody organized. Listen, once your family has soured on the idea, too, keeping them happy and keeping them going throughout the day, also another challenge that you don't necessarily need.
Yeah. It seems like my family has been apple picking every year for over 30 years. It started when our kids were baby. Now we go with their kids. See, I think that's the thing. It's like it becomes our tradition. But do we actually enjoy doing it?
$40 for a bag of apples. $40.
A lot of people say, though, you go to the wrong orchard. There's listing a lot of cheaper ones. Yeah, but this one, you go up into the mountains, and the view is really breathtaking. Okay. All right. So I guess we're all on the same page. And also, everybody seems to prefer pumpkin picking over apple picking.
Yeah. You know, I like going to the pumpkin patch. I hate paying for those pumpkins when I check out. it's all a lot, right?
You know what my cousin does? They go and they take all the pictures at the pumpkin picking.
Yeah. And then she goes and gets them at the grocery store.
100%. Yeah. Where was your awkward first date? What if it was a grocery store? That's exactly what's happening in Spain, and it's working to get single people to meet each other again. No more apps, nothing like that. There's this new trend that's going on through the country. Listen to this.
They are going to a specific supermarket from 7 to 8 p.m., Mercadona.
Mercadona is a chain of supermarkets across Spain, and all the singles are going there, their local one, between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m., almost like a happy hour
night. Did they come up with this? They must have presented it to somebody, right? Brilliant idea if it catches on.
I have no idea, but it does catch on. If you watch the videos, it's everywhere, and the places are absolutely mobbed. So how do you tell the difference between people that are just buying groceries and the people that are looking for love?
A single people that want to find their other half grab a pineapple. They put it upside down in their shopping cart. Once you have the pineapple, you head to the wine aisle.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that upside
down. Take it to the wine aisle.
Right. That upside down pineapple means something different here in America than it does in Spain. You should be aware of that. Also,
once you get there, if you find someone that you like and they also have the pineapple upside down, you have to crash your shopping cart
into theirs.
Oh.
Isn't that cute?
How romantic.
I know. I was like, I heard this and I'm like, that really, really sounds fun. And they've even taken it to the next level, Raven.
People buy a pack of lentils because lentils last forever in your pantry. But if you're looking for a one-night stand type of thing, people buy lettuce because it goes by quickly.
You're looking for a long-term relationship? Lentils. You're looking for somebody just to have fun with and date for a couple times?
Wine coolers.
Lettuce. That's
what you said?
You said lettuce.
I'm sorry. I couldn't understand the accent there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. I just thought about it.
It is a little
like,
bit. There's a lot
cool?
of coding. But I mean, listen, if people are into it and they're doing it, then absolutely, that's great.
I was watching the videos. The places are mobbed. Everybody's giggling. There's all ages. Mm-hmm. That's what got me. It's like, I thought it was going to be just 20-somethings and maybe 30-somethings. No, there was elderly people there.
Yeah.
They were crashing their cars into other elderly people. Like, it was really fun.
Is that bad driving skills, or is that they're actually there for that?
Well, they got that pineapple in there, so you know what's up.
Okay,
you know,
it's the combination that sends the message.
I was like, imagine telling your kids one day that your first date with their dad was in a grocery store. That's mm-hmm. where you met him. And then there has to be more awkward places that you go for first dates, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, anywhere with a first date could be awkward. The people and the mood and the conversation is really what's going to make the difference. I think the grocery store is kind of great because you're knocking out one of your chores at the same time, right? Everybody's got to eat.
I was trying to think, like, what was the most awkward first date I ever went on?
Mm.
And it was with my husband, oddly enough.
Where'd you go?
We went to J. Crew. We were young. We were in college. And he didn't know how to ask me out, right?
Yeah.
So what he said was, I need to buy sweaters, and I don't really know how to buy sweaters.
Okay, can you help me?
Well, can you help me if we go shopping together? And I was like, yeah, all right. And in my mind, I didn't know it was a date. I thought it was just like this guy that needed help buying sweaters.
Right,
and,
but
you know,
why is he asking you? You're the fashion consultant,
well,
obviously.
Well, we were friendly, so I just figured he didn't know who else to ask, and that's it. And I remember just standing in J. Crew and being like, this is a date. We are on a date at J. Crew right now.
Where did the date go after that? Did you eat? Did you partake in anything?
We went to Friendly's.
Did you make out in the fitting room?
No, none of that happened. But we did go to Friendly's, and I did have a Reese's Peanut Butter Sundae.
Okay, well, so I love those.
Good. Yeah. Spain has this new thing going on right now, which is genius, is that there is a chain of supermarket stores called Mercado, I believe. And from 7 to 8 p.m., that's where all the singles go. They take a pineapple. They put it upside down in their cart. That's how people know that they're also single. They go to the wine aisle, and then you know what happens? They start dating each other.
They fall in love.
They crash each other into each other's carts when they see somebody they're into, and that's where they meet. And then imagine telling your kids one day, that's where I met Dad, at the grocery store.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it wasn't that crazy, you know, all those years ago that somebody would meet somebody at a grocery store. I felt like, you know, that was kind of like a place that people went to. Everybody has to go to the grocery store. Everybody has to eat, right? So,
you know, but you go on a lot of awkward first dates. Where did you go on your awkward first date? 1-800-330-9999. Dana.
Oh, so it was weird because it was in a high school parking lot. But what was even more weird is what the guy did was he decided to do magic.
Wait, oh my gosh.
So it was like the most awkward. Yeah.
So you weren't in high school anymore at that point.
No. He was like, he wanted to feel nostalgic. So he took me to his high school parking lot, and we sat there, and I thought, okay, this could be like, okay, maybe we're going to talk. But he literally reached his hand in the back pocket, and he pulled up these light-up fingertips. Like, his thumbs were lit up, and he was, like, doing the whole thing, like, pulling a, like, red, I don't know, cloth out of his sleeve. It was
my gosh.
So uncomfortable.
Dana, did you marry him?
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah.
But shocker.
What's even worse
shocked.
Was that I guess someone called the police because there was a car in the parking lot.
Yes.
And the police came, and they were going to, they wanted to bring us in, but he was like, we're just doing magic, I swear. And the cop was like, okay, well, if you show me a trick, I'll let you guys go. And he pulled out a deck of cards out of his inside pocket, and he proceeded to do a trick to the officer. And we got out of it.
Oh, my gosh. So the thing is you're thinking in your head, thank God the police are here, so I'm safe.
Right.
On the other hand, I've got to sit through an entire second trick
right. So
we can get released from here. You know what? Just take me away.
The worst thing.
Yeah, you said high school parking lot. And I thought to myself, if you're not in school, the police are going to be knocking on your window in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And either that or the fact that you have rubber fingers in your pocket. Like,
yes. Yeah, so many things are wrong here.
Oh, but Dana, what a story to have for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
What a story. We had gotten another call from a gentleman who said that he brought his now wife to a bookstore. And I didn't think that was awkward. I thought that was kind of nice. But imagine being like, I'm so bored that I'm just going to read this book instead of actually talk to you. On our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, Kat wrote, after getting coffee, one guy took me to Walmart because he needed garbage bags. There was no second date. I could see that being awkward. Like, hey, where are we going after getting coffee and being like, Walmart, I need garbage bags.
Sometimes
how do you do that?
You need what you need, though, right? If you if you do it along the stop, if it's part of, you know, the night, but it's not the focus of the evening, if you get stuck in Walmart for the next, you know, 90 minutes going for garbage bags, then that's a problem.
I think the first date, you don't take a girl to Walmart to get garbage bags. Maybe the second one.
One couple.
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. The Couples Court is powered by BetterHelp. Make it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BETTERHELP.com/Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Helen and Dan. Helen, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hi. Yeah, I just moved in with my boyfriend, Dan, and we've been dating for a year and a half. We're not married or engaged or anything, but we moved in. And I recently had an argument with Dan's brother, John. It was about cell phones and service, and it was honestly a dumb argument. But it was really heated because he's completely idiotic when it comes to how much things should cost. Okay. And I called him a moron. I did. Because he is. He's a moron. And then I was sitting with Dan's mom. We were talking about the story with the cell phone, and I called his brother a moron because he is one. She didn't say anything, so I figured it was fine. But then when we got home, Dan was pretty upset, and apparently his mom was upset. And he said that this was off limits, but I feel like I should be able to say what I think. And I really think he was super dumb.
Okay. Let me get this straight. So you were discussing the argument with his mother and told
correct, yeah.
his mother that her son is a moron. That's what you told her.
I mean, I think she knows.
No, but wow. Okay. Dan, what's your side of this? I can guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's just over the line. You know, I mean, yeah, she, you know, my mom was like polite about it, but like you called her son a moron and like, you know, tore into him and it just isn't really, it's not fair to her. I think it's fair to me. And like, you know, I want you to be able to speak your mind, but like, that's just too much.
So what is it that you want her to do, Dan?
Well, first apologize to my mom about like, you know, bringing her into it, like basically gossiping about my brother, mm-hmm. number one. And, you know, number two, talk to me. You know, maybe I can try to talk to him or something like that. You know, like turning into this sort of, you know, yelling, gossiping, that kind of thing. Like, it's just not, it's not fair to anybody.
Okay. And Helen, why would you be so against doing that?
Because it's quieting down how I feel. It's trying to make me into a different person for his mom. I don't agree with his brother on cell phone service and how much it should cost. And I think that he flippantly says comments that make no sense. And just because he makes more money than the rest of us doesn't mean that it should cost that for the rest of us.
Okay.
And I think his comments were dumb. And just because he's your brother doesn't mean that I agree with him. And if you want me to just sit silently and pretend I'm not me, I think that's wrong.
It seems disrespectful to your mother and a petty thing to dig in on. But you know what? Maybe I'm wrong, Anna. Maybe I'm crazy.
It's interesting because it has a lot to do with family dynamics. In some families, I don't think this would be a big deal at all.
Mm.
In others, it would be
the end
massive,
of everything.
Right.
Yeah.
But what do you think? Does Helen have any right to call her significant other's brother a moron?
To his mother.
To his mother. Or even to him. Like, does she have any say, like, to be able to do that? Like, when you're dealing with in-laws, even though you guys aren't married yet, when you're dealing with in-laws, where's the line?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couple Score.
Helen and Dan have been dating for about a year and a half. They live together. And Helen got into a heated disagreement with Dan's brother. She called him a moron. But then when she was relaying the story to Dan's mom, that's also his brother's mom, she also called him a moron. And Dan is upset about it. So you can't call my brother a moron in front of my mom.
It's crazy to me, right? They just move in together. You know, they're not engaged or anything like that, but it's obviously a serious relationship. And then who takes up the mantle over something like this, right? Like, this is what we're going to have an argument about, what you're doing with your life and what I'm doing with my life, and then talk to the person's parents? Wow. And it just, you know what it does is it extends the argument, Anna. Like, you think that it's a bad episode one day, this thing is over. Nope. Obviously, this person's still talking junk about you.
But Helen says, I have every right to share my opinion and to say how I feel. And he was wrong in this situation. And if I'm telling the story to your mom, I'm going to tell her like it was. I don't want to be stifled. I want to be able to be honest. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Kelly, whose side are you on?
Definitely his. I think everyone is going to be on his side because I think he needs to keep repping into himself and apologize to his mother. You don't tell someone that his son's a moron.
Yeah.
You could think it.
Right. You know, you don't ever tell that person.
To a girlfriend? Yeah, you can vent it to a girlfriend, but you can't tell someone's mother their son's a moron.
Right. And you shouldn't even be venting to your girlfriend in front of the boyfriend, right? Like, she shouldn't even be having that conversation again in front of Dan.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court. Does your girlfriend ever have a right to call your brother a moron, especially in front of your mother? The Couples Court verdict is powered by Secret Whole Body Deodorant. Some secrets are okay to tell, like how using Secret Whole Body Deodorant gives you 72 hours of freshness and more than just your armpits. Use it in sticks, sprays, or creams.
Dan and Helen have been dating for over a year. They've just recently moved into an apartment together. And sometime during that process, Helen and Dan's brother had a pretty heated argument over cell phone bills. She called him an idiot, a moron, and then she relayed that same information to Dan's mom, and Dan is kind of beside himself on it.
He says, you can't call my brother a moron in front of my mom. And she says, yes, I can. It's how I feel, and you shouldn't try to stifle me. 1-800-330-9999. Kate, whose side are you on?
Oh, his, by far. I've been in a relationship for 22 years. Like, you just need to respect the fact that their family dynamic is not the same as yours. So they don't think that that's a line that should be crossed. Your family's okay with talking like that, and that's fine. It's not about quieting you down. You don't have to tell people they're a moron. If you're at work and you think your boss is a moron, are you going to call him a moron?
Right.
No. That's a line you don't cross.
And again, like, who cares what somebody else is paying for their cell phone? Like really?
Hey, Crystal, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
The husband, I don't think that she should have called him a name. Maybe his comments were, like she said, dumb. But especially talking to the mom, I don't think you should downgrade somebody.
Like, just think about, like, I think about my mom. What if somebody called me a name to my mom? My mom's reaction would certainly, and she is a polite woman, but I think she'd be very upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she would tell you need to leave. Mike, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I mean, in theory, I agree with the wife. I mean, the girlfriend, you know, she has a right to speak her mind. But to be honest, you can't say that to her boyfriend's mom. And I think she was wrong. And if I was the boyfriend, I would take this as a blessing and get out of that relationship as soon as possible.
Here's what I'm thinking is like, yeah, like, I mean, of course, somebody has the right to speak their mind, you know, but the thought that they think of it as like this whole thing about I'm compromising myself to just use a little bit of tact. And to not use any tact in a situation like that, that's a big red flag to me.
I mean, you could say I had a disagreement with your son.
Right.
And not call him a name.
No, of course, yes. My wife and my brother have done the same thing, but she would have never gone to my mother and said, your son's a moron.
Right.
Because that's just impolite. So.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Dan, our audience agreed with you today. Helen, you can't do that. It makes the whole family feel awkward, but you're not part of that family. You can't say things like that. All it does is going to turn them against you. And that's not fair to Dan.
You're right. It's not fair to Dan. And it's something that I guess I have to think about because I view it as how my family dynamic is and not how his family dynamic is. So I have to think about it the next time I see them on what I can and can't say to them.
You know what I would think, Helen, is just maybe evaluate the fact of, is this a conversation that's worth having an argument with overall? Like, who cares what somebody else pays for their cell phone when you're dealing with somebody that you're involved with family? Some things you just got to let go right by you because they're not worth it one way or the other. He's not going to change because of your opinion. You're not going to change because of his. So food for thought. Dan, you gonna be all right? You're hurt, obviously.
Yeah, no, I'm a little hurt still, but I think we're gonna be okay. I appreciate everybody's input. And you know, like Ellen, we'll figure out and we'll find the right balance and everything. And no matter what, I want like us to be honest with each other, even if we have to kind of work stuff out with my family.
Okay. If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $800 thanks to Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system. Eli, are you ready to play today?
Yeah.
All right. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
All right, here's how it works. Raven's walking out of here. He won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. He gets the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Number one, the National Toy Hall of Fame finalists for the class of 2024 were announced. It includes My Little Pony, Pokemon cards, and remote-controlled vehicles. What's the name of the yellow Pokemon with red circles on its cheeks?
Pikachu.
Number two, Colin Farrell appeared on Jimmy Fallon and talked in length about how long it took to put on the makeup while filming the Batman movie. What character did he play?
Robin.
Number three, Tia Mowry says she doesn't have a close relationship with her twin sister Tamara, but she wishes she did. What 90s show do they star in together?
Rock With You.
Number four, the Friends prop and wardrobe auction is today with everything from the characters' clothing to the orange velvet couch they sat on. That orange couch, what was the name of the coffee shop it was in?
Maybe Friends.
Okay. And number five, tonight is the start of the new season of The Voice on NBC, and Snoop Dogg is going to be a celebrity coach. Who is the host?
Michael.
Good. Let me bring Raven back in. All right, Ilya. Yeah. Listen, you tried. Only one.
Oh, good job. All right, let's see how it
is. Yeah. Number one, the National Toy Hall of Fame finalist for the class of 2024 was announced. It includes My Little Pony.
Nice.
Pokemon cards.
Mm-hmm.
And remote-controlled vehicles. What? Like, it's so funny when you hear about things that haven't made it yet. What's the name of the yellow Pokemon with red circles on its cheeks?
It's Pikachu.
Pikachu, yes. Number two, Colin Farrell appeared on Jimmy Fallon and talked in length about how long it took to put the makeup on while filming the Batman movie. What character did he play?
Penguin.
Penguin is correct.
Series comes out this week or next.
Number three, Tia Mowry says she doesn't have a close relationship with her twin sister Tamara, but she wishes she did. What 90s show did they star in together?
Well, they had a reality show, but they were sister-sister?
Sister-sister, yep.
Yeah, that was the name of the sitcom.
It's really sad to think that they're not close.
I heard it's not all that. I heard it's just they just don't live near each other.
Number four, the Friends prop and wardrobe auction is today, with everything from the characters' clothing going up to auction to the orange velvet couch that they sat on in what coffee shop?
Central Perk.
Yes. At number five, tonight is the start of a new season of The Voice on NBC, and this year Snoop Dogg is going to be one of the celebrity coaches.
Yeah.
Who is the host?
Host of that one. Is it, it's not Terry Crews. I'm going to get it wrong. Terry Crews?
Nope. Carson Daly.
Carson Daly. Yep.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Ilya. He beat you 4-1 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
It's Ilya and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $900 tomorrow, Anna.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.